Welcome to the Affirmation Meditation Podcast. I'm Bob Baker, and among other things, I'm an author, musician, coach, mentor, and improv comedy instructor. In 2017, I took my small YouTube channel and turned it into the premier destination for affirmations and inspiration, with hundreds of thousands of subscribers and millions of views. I started this podcast soon after, and it now reaches nearly 100,000 people a month. I'm on a mission to inspire and uplift humanity, one positive thought and one inspired action at a time. Thank you for joining me in that effort. Please visit my website for a free gift. And while you're there, learn more about our High Vibe Tribe community, as well as mentorship opportunities where I can help you grow a YouTube channel, attract an audience of raving fans, or manifest more abundance into your life. You can also get a copy of my book, The Power of Affirmations and Positive Self-Talk. Just visit bobbakerinspiration.com. Welcome to this life visioning meditation, featuring six questions that will help you reveal your destiny, or your mission or purpose in life. Does that sound too grandiose for you? Then perhaps just use this to discover your goals or priorities in life over the next 3 months, 6 months, 1 year or more. Whatever your intention, I think this will help you. These six questions were inspired by a variety of sources, including Ernest Holmes and The Science of Mind, and also Michael Bernard Beckwith and his life visioning process. Using those as inspiration, I crafted these six questions, which I believe will help you uncover and reveal what's most important to you and the best way that you can serve the world. So what's different about this life visioning meditation is that the purpose is not to take some already existing goal that you have and to just affirm it and see it and visualize a specific predetermined thing. There's value in that, and you should definitely do that once you have identified your goals. The purpose of this one is actually to be open and receptive to what is the next chapter in your life, what is the next goal or mission or project that you should work on. Perhaps it is something that's top of mind right now, but perhaps it's something you have yet to realize or discover. So as we go through each of these six questions, I encourage you to be open and receptive to listening for answers. And the answers just won't come from your conscious, surface-level mind. Instead, I encourage you to tap into a higher power, your higher self. Perhaps the answers are coming from the universe, or from the infinite intelligence that permeates the universe, or from God. Whatever label or name you want to give it, just be open and receptive to listening and paying attention to the answers that come as we go through these six questions. So as we go through these six questions, I'll give you about a minute in between them to just sit, relax, be open, and ready to receive whatever comes to you. So if you haven't already, get into a comfortable position. Maybe roll your head, your neck, scrunch your shoulders, stretch out a little bit. Just make sure you're relaxed in a place where you can just close your eyes if you'd like, clear your mind, turn off your devices and any distractions around you, and just get ready to ponder these questions and listen for answers. Here's the first question. What is the highest and best idea for my life right now? Repeat that back with me. What is the highest and best idea for my life right now? Let's say it together one more time, and then just sit and be open and listen. Don't force anything, just see what comes. What is the highest and best idea for my life right now? I'll give you another 30 seconds. The question again is, what is the highest and best idea for my life right now? The next question is, what is seeking to emerge during this chapter of my life? So that thing that may be on the horizon for you, perhaps it's already showing up in your life. You may be aware of it. You may not be consciously aware of it. This is an opportunity to see what's showing up that's providing indications, inklings of what you should be doing or could be doing in the near future. Repeat the question with me. What is seeking to emerge during this chapter of my life? Let's say it one more time and then listen. What is seeking to emerge during this chapter of my life? Again, what is seeking to emerge during this chapter of my life? Third question is, what must I become to allow this vision to unfold? That's right, who do you have to become? Is there a new attitude or a new belief or a new way of being that will allow you to truly manifest this thing, whatever it is? Say that question with me. What must I become to allow this vision to unfold? One more time, and then you'll listen. What must I become to allow this vision to unfold? Again, what must I become to allow this vision to unfold? Moving on to the fourth question, what must I release and let go of to make room for a greater good? Sometimes personal growth is not about adding something new to our lives. Sometimes the best thing you can do is remove the obstacles that are currently slowing you down or holding you back. So is there an attitude or belief that you're clinging to that's slowing you down? Is there a person, a thing, a circumstance in your life that you may have to remove or diminish in your life? Let's repeat that question together. What must I release and let go of to make room for a greater good? We'll repeat it one more time, and then sit, be open and receptive. What must I release and let go of to make room for a greater good? Again, what must I release and let go of to make room for a greater good? Question number 5, what must I embrace and accept to allow this vision to unfold? So quite often we're resistant to things in our lives that we perhaps can't change. So depending on the circumstance, maybe we can't eliminate it. So the best thing to do is accept it or forgive the person or thing or ourselves. So identify what you need to embrace and accept. That question again, repeat it with me. What must I embrace and accept to allow this vision to unfold? We'll repeat it one more time, and then just sit in the silence and see what comes your way. What must I embrace and accept to allow this vision to unfold? I'll just repeat this one more time. What must I embrace and accept to allow this vision to unfold? And question number 6, what else do I need to know in this moment? The purpose of this one is just to reveal to you anything else that hasn't been covered in the earlier 5 questions. Is there something you need to be aware of or know? Perhaps a new fresh insight that would be helpful to you? Repeat that question with me. What else do I need to know in this moment? We'll repeat that one more time and then listen. What else do I need to know in this moment? Ask it one more time. What else do I need to know in this moment? great job. Feel free to grab a notebook or a journal and write down any answers or insights that came to you. Perhaps you got a lot of them, perhaps you got few. But regardless of what came to you during this session, you may very well get insights and ideas and inspiration as you move through your day. So bring this meditative state with you throughout the day. Be open, be receptive, look for signs. Trust your intuition. And remove the clutter that may be obscuring your view of your destiny. As always, you can return to this recording anytime you need to ask these six questions. It's actually a good idea to do this on a regular basis. I wish you the best. I'm Bob Baker. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening. Before you go, I want to remind you to get your free copy of Turbocharge Your Life, 5 Steps to Unleashing Your Purpose, Passion, and Play. It will be well worth you taking a few seconds right now to go to bobbakerinspiration.com to get it. That's bobbakerinspiration.com. The 5 simple steps we cover will help you overcome the obstacles you currently face and inspire you to live a more purposeful and passionate life. You'll learn how to identify what's holding you back and dissolve the hurdles that are slowing you down, how to install a new belief system and behaviors that will empower you and up-level your life. We also share the secret ingredient that will lead to your personal transformation. The end result will be that you become a full expression of your authentic self. Again, this guide is absolutely free and waiting for you right now at bobbakerinspiration.com. Go there right now before you get distracted.